In the summer of 1948, the Western Allies launched an audacious mission to supply food, coal and other essentials to West Berlin by air. And it was here, on this vast airstrip at Tempelhof, that much of those supplies that kept this city alive were delivered.
There was one way into Berlin which the Russians couldn't put under repair, the right of way by air. There are three air corridors to Berlin.
The Russian stranglehold prevented supplies getting through to West Berliners, who were already living in a city which had been ruined by years of war.
It takes a lot to feed 2.5 million people, keep them healthy and keep their factories going. It takes 12,000 tons per day.
Today, though, is a time for celebration and commemoration, as Berliners are holding a party to mark the occasion. For local Andreas Skala, the airlift was part of his childhood, and he's keen that nobody forgets what happened here 70 years ago.
It's very important for me. I'm coming from West Berlin, and the airport Tempelhof, it's very important for me. And I was born in Charlottenburg, it's a west city of Berlin. I think the old people must talk about the airlift, and then the young people understand it.
At the height of the operation, an Allied plane landed here almost every single minute. According to Dr. Jürgen Lilteiker, the director of the Allied Museum here in Berlin, it was one of the most extraordinary operations in aviation history.
I mean, it's the first confrontation in Cold War, I would say, but it was very successful. Scheme of things, it's well, in Berlin history, it's pretty important, I would say, because it's a kind of a symbol how the Western Allies stood steadfast to the Western values. I mean, the blockade was an attempt to isolate Berlin, of course, and to integrate it into the Eastern Bloc, let's say. So to stay firm and that West Berlin still remains free is a very important step.
Unsurprisingly, it's not just Berliners that are marking this anniversary. Among the invited guests of honour was 98-year-old American pilot Gail Halvorsen. He dropped hundreds of boxes of chocolates and chewing gum on tiny parachutes into West Berlin. The kids loved it and called him the Candy Bomber.
Heute ist ein schöner Tag in spirit and in the heavens. The weather was not this good during the airlift most of the time, but it's an honor, a special honor to be here for those who gave their lives for the freedom of Berlin. The Germans, Americans, Frenchmen, Englishmen, we're grateful to be here. God bless you. I'm honored to be a son of Berlin. Berlin is meine zweite Heimat. Danke.
Bernie is a veteran of the Royal Air Force, or RAF, and served here in Germany during the 1980s. He says the airlift marks a proud moment in Air Force history.
I think it's wonderful. A lot of time and effort and research has gone into the making the whole day a success. And it's nice to see a lot of people, especially young people, coming along and learning their own history and passing it on.
And I see there are quite a few people here from the United States and some from the UK. How you were in the RAF, how important is this for Brits?
Very important, because they paid a major role in it, along with the Allies, and to help out operation a success for the benefit of the whole New World Order.
It's a great day in Berlin, a day for rejoicing.
Soviet planners did not understand our determination to fulfill our obligations to the people under our charge.
After a year and a quarter, the airlift finally ended, and Allied pilots had flown in more than 2 million tons of supplies to the city. And by the turnout here on the airfield at Tempelhof, it shows that 70 years later, the event continues to stand large in the history of post-war Germany. Dr. Jürgen Lilteiker again.
So I think the message, or what we like to transmit, seems to be very actual at the moment. If you think about the new tendency in nationalism, chauvinism, racism, and what we celebrate today is actually international cooperation and solidarity.
Historians generally agree that the airlift was one of the first major conflicts in the Cold War, but importantly, it was one in which not a single gunshot was fired. Nathan Morley, DW, Berlin.